Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Some friends that volunteer their honesty when it's not asked for, that really isn't, it's not really welcome. It really is just sort of camouflaging bitchiness. If I didn't ask, why are you going to go ahead and give me your opinion? And sometimes you ask for honesty, but sometimes it's too brutal. Too brutal. You didn't ask for it.
I love that phrase. I'm just being honest.
I'm just being honest.
No, you're just being an a-hole is what you are.
Right.
But if it's your best friends, mm-hmm. don't you expect honesty, or would you want them to keep their opinions to themselves?
I would always preface it with, you want me to be honest here, bro? And then that opens up the door.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way of putting it.
If it's my best friend, I would want them to be completely honest. If I ask.
I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to be an a-hole about it.
You can have it both ways.
Yeah.
Save that.
You're getting a happy meal with me.
So it's a discussion that came up recently over dinner, and I had a friend who got out of a relationship that was over 5 years. It was a platonic ending. They just both decided that this wasn't the one for them, and what are we doing here? So they parted ways, and after they split, all of her friends were like, thank God we hated him. He was the worst. And she's like, why did none of you tell me? And so that got us debating, like, as a bestie, mm-hmm. should you be like, your significant other sucks?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, you love them, so I'm going to support you and love them as well as much as I can?
Well, here we are. I would say I have been in relationships before that when they deteriorate, there were a few people while I was in the relationship that were super close to me, gave me that talk, right? And I respected it. And it happened one time, which I think is fair. If you're really, really close, mm-hmm. you can express your concerns one time. And they were heard. And that was it. And I thought that was the way to handle, especially because when you do have a bestie, you know that they have your best interests at heart. They love you. There's no ulterior motive. You are open to what they're saying one time. Okay. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they weren't telling me anything I didn't already know. They were just verbalizing it. But then there were people outside of the relationship that I didn't even know that well that I have run into or would run into after a breakup that said, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. None of us liked her. And I'm like, I don't barely even know you. Yeah, we hung out because we were in the same room or we've been to a couple of different events, but no reason to volunteer that. That's not brutal honesty. That's just being an a-hole.
It's just none of your business.
But now we're talking about like your best friend, right? So if my take is, if you haven't told them before, like if you're a true friend, somebody is dating somebody that you just, for whatever reason, you're getting a feeling, you're getting intuition, you don't even need a feeling or intuition. They have done X, Y, Z, and you just don't like them. I feel like, Bert, you need to tell your friend, hey, listen, this is coming from a place of love. I don't feel like this is your right match. I feel like you deserve somebody better. And, you know, you can vomit out your reasonings. And then if the person's like, okay, well, thanks for sharing, but this is the person I love, then like you said, done. If after the breakup and you're like, God, thank God I hated that person, blah, 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 blah. Then it's just a pile on. And I think it makes the person feel stupid. And it's unnecessary. I think you're doing that more for you. It's one of those instances like, ha, 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 I was right. I knew. And it doesn't, it doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah, for me, I always welcome complete honesty from my close friends, always. I want you to be brutally honest. You don't have to like the person I'm with. Don't make it difficult for me, but I'm not mad if you express yourself, but I want you to tell me while I'm with them. If once it's over, there's no point in telling me you didn't like them, right? There's nothing I can do about it now. It's already behind me. There's no need to even discuss it.
I think Kristen's right. I think everybody loves to be right, right?
Oh, God.
And getting internal credit for some people, just not enough. They need to show you the trophy. I knew the entire time. So it's more of an ego thing for them, I think.
Yeah, for me, I have a rule when it comes to my friends. As long as they're being good to you, as long as they're not a harm to you and it doesn't look like your life is slowly deteriorating, I will be as excited about your relationship as you are. So throughout that entire relationship, if they're showing me a lot of enthusiasm, then I'm going to be right there with them, because there's nothing worse than having a crush and no one to talk to about it. So I want to be that friend for you. But if you're not that excited about this person, then my excitement level is probably going to be lower than yours. So when that relationship ends and I can tell that that excitement level has been at the abysmal levels that they've been, I'm probably not going to be like, oh yeah, we hated them the whole time. I'm just going to say something like, well, you're going to do so much better and focus on the future rather than how crappy the past was.
I'm curious when those people in your life approach you on that relationship that you're in that they don't feel is a good match, if the person that you're telling doesn't know already and you're just confirming what their gut is telling them and they're not going to listen to you anyway.
Yeah, they don't want to get it because you feel like they've sliced to the core and they're verbalizing probably one of your deep-seated fears. So you're going to reject it. And I'm sure for many people, too, it'll alter the friendship if you're like, this is the person I'm dating and now I know you don't like them. So I have a proposition.
Okay.
I have a proposition. If there's anyone out there who would like to know whether or not your friends actually like your significant other, but you don't want to ruin their friendships, you can hit me up or producer at thebirdshow.com.
Damn, girl.
I am going to set up an anonymous poll where you can send a link to your friends. They can vote whether they like your significant other or not.
That's hilarious.
And then they can leave feedback. It's all anonymous. You will never know. I will never tell you what friend said what. And so your friends will be protected. But then you can actually see if your friends like your significant other or not.
Where are they sending this to you?
They can email me, Cassie at thebirdshow.com, and I will set it up.
It's a dangerous game you're playing, girl.
But you'll finally have the answers that you've always wanted without ruining your friendships.
I would like to golf clap. Effects are Cassie. Truly coming through. The medication is working.
Thank you, Big Pharma.
It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It provides a genuine weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.